hey, we're winning. This thing is going our way. And by our way, I mean the way of human beings, right? Collectively, our way. It's going our way. It isn't going the way of nefarious evildoers in our world. I got to tell you that, right? And it will continue to go our way when we continue to focus on positive things that are happening, right? And continuing speaking truth to power and continuing to shine the light of awareness on these evildoers, right? I feel like a preacher up here now. I'm not a preacher. I'm just a person who loves life and who loves this human experience and who loves other people. Like, I don't want to see people suffer. That's the whole reason I started speaking up about this. And I am not a person to make waves. Anyone who knows me, if you know me, I am not a person to make waves, right? I'm a good, go along, get along, want everyone to like me kind of a person. But I'll tell you, the thing that really woke me up and shook me was when Biden basically threatened, not basically, he did outright threaten unvaccinated people, right? Do your part. What did he say? Our patience is wearing thin. Our patience is wearing thin. What in the world does that mean? That woke me up in a big way. And I got to tell you, ever since then, many days I think to myself, Mark, you got to start speaking up. You got to start speaking more, speaking your truth, sharing what you know, just speaking it into the universe in general, right? Just speaking the truth in general. And at that same time, I thought, you know what? If the world is on the brink of totalitarianism versus the brink of fully awake and aware and fully conscious people, right? It could go either way. We don't know how it's going to go. If the world's on the brink of that, you might as well launch your biggest project. The project that you've been so fearful to do that you've even forgot about, right? For many years, you might as well launch your show that you've always wanted a show, right? Your own talk show, not enhancing the human experience, but just the Mark Phillips Show, right? You might as well do it. And to that point, you might as well do whatever is in your heart, the thing that you don't share with other people, right? The thing that's near and dear to you, the thing that you came in to do, the thing that you're inspired to do, the thing you're built to do, the thing that strikes a chord with other people, right? Whatever it is, only you know what it is. Whatever it is, maybe you're already doing it. Maybe you just need to do it at a higher level. I don't know. Whatever it is. But I got to tell you, this situation that we found ourselves in the last year and a half, 2 years, has been so bizarre. On one hand, there's so much sadness and suffering and confusion and fear and doubt and worry and anxiety. But on the other hand, there's so much awakening and so many people coming into an understanding of what's going on and people waking up to the fact that, yeah, our politicians, newsflash, are not our friends. They don't work for us. Our public health officials are not our friends. They don't work for us, right? Our government officials, many of them are not our friends. They're not good people. Waking up to that fact, it's incredible. It's like a coalescing of the good and the bad, the wanted and the unwanted. And I think something's going down. I don't know what's going to happen, but this could be the big event we've all been waiting for, right? Something's going down. I'm sure you feel it or see it or are understanding it. You know, I certainly am seeing it more and more. And I got to say, even though I've been walking the path of self-realization and spirituality and consciousness for many years, I'm a baby. I'm a legit baby with that. I know many people who are, I mean, this is silly for me to even say because it goes without saying. It doesn't even need to be said. I know many people who are well ahead of me on the journey, who are well awake, more awake than I have, and who have realized what is really going down in our world, in our country, et cetera, a lot more than I have and a lot longer than I have. And I am happy to call them friends. And you know who you are if you're listening. But I got to tell you, there's going to be a lot of good that's going to come out of this. Part of that good is going to be a total dismantling of our medical system as we know it. I know that's going to happen. And we're going to replace it with a holistic, unbiased, uncorrupt system that does not just hand out a script every time someone comes in with an ailment. A script, mind you, that doesn't actually solve the problem. And on the other side, not only is the medical system, is our medical system going to be totally dismantled and rebuilt? Talk about build back better. I'm going to take Biden's term. Talk about build back better. It's hilarious that they're even talking about that because we are going to build back better. And part of that building back is going to be, guess what? It's going to be people taking responsibility for their health. They're not going to eat garbage for years and years and drink sodas for years and years and then go into the doctor and say, oh, doc, I'm not feeling so good. Hook me up. No, that's not fair to the doctor, right? It's not fair to the medical institution because remember, we have the medical institution and system we deserve. We have the government we deserve. All of that is a reflection of us. And when we change, that's going to change. And that's changing fast because we're changing. We're waking up, aren't we? We're no longer playing games here. There's too much on the line, right? You're talking about your future, your kids' future, their kids' future. This is it, my friends. This is it. And I hope you see it and I hope you're working. And by working, you can simply be focusing your awareness on one, the injustice in the world, but don't do that too much. Focus more of your awareness on what you want, the world you want to have, right? Like a new medical system that is super awesome and uses ancient practices and healing modalities and food as medicine. Again, food's always been our medicine, but we got way off track with all these wacky designer drugs. And I got to tell you, when those go away, we're going to be healthy again, right? We're going to be legit healthy again. I was watching a video the other day about hydroponic farming, and I don't like gardening and I don't like farming, but I was like, Mark, you got to get that. You got to do that because I don't want to be dependent on a billionaire who owns a bunch of farmland, maybe the most farmland in the United States. I don't trust that guy. I don't trust him and his wacky ideas. You know, I don't trust his operating system. I use it, but I keep that stuff locked down and privacy mode as much as I can. Whether that's doing anything, I don't know, but I do what I can because these people are off their rockers. How in the world could a human being ever think that they have a right to say whether there's too much population in the world? Whether this, whether that, who gives them the right, right? Just because you have billions of dollars, it does not make you God, my friend. It does not make you God. We know it, right? This is going to be a time when we inherit, when we inherit the world, right? This is the biggest attempted takeover that has ever been staged in the history of the world. The most people have been involved. We have every nation involved. Like the battlefield is stocked, right? People are all on the battlefield, right? You maybe got this message months ago. Get on the battlefield, get in the fight. It's going down, right? It's going down. But anyway, we're winning. Focus on why we're winning. I suggest making lists of reasons why we're winning. Let me give you some examples why we're winning. Fauci's starting to be exposed. He is being exposed as a fraud, as a liar, as a manipulator, as a deceitful man, right? His gain of function stuff that was going down where he was like, no, we don't have anything to do with that. Well, it turns out they had a lot to do with it, right? All of his other nefarious research in other countries and evil deeds. You know, he may not have been doing it himself, but his hands were in the pie, right? I'm telling you, all these people, even newscasters and public health officials, their day is coming. They're going to be judged harshly. And you know what? They deserve it. They have caused so much pain and suffering and anxiety and fear in the collective human beings. I got to tell you, I am over it. I'm over it. I see so many people acting like they know what's going down and acting like they know what's best for other people and saying, hey, go get that vax, you know, do the right thing. They don't know. No one knows. They're acting robotic. They're moving in lockstep with how they've been programmed to move. No one knew, and maybe still not know, what is in that thing. Scientists apparently are starting to see what's in there, right? But no one knew in the beginning. And everyone was all shaming and guilting other people into doing it. And a lot of them were in the public media and celebrities. Those people's days are coming. The judgment is coming to those people. Talk about shaming. I'm not going to shame them because I don't want to go there. I only shame people for fun. And by the way, it's really fun to shame people. I get a lot of joy out of it. I'm not shaming them in a real way, but I am shaming them. I jest. But no, it's gonna all work itself out in the end. I'm optimistic. I'm positive. I haven't always been optimistic and positive the last year and a half. I've had deep, dark moments. Let me tell you something. I've had days when I don't want to be here anymore, right? And I'd never do anything crazy, but there are days when I think, you know what? I'm ready to peace out. I want to just get out of here, because that's how weird it has been. And that's how, and it's all been made by a few people. A few bad apples have spoiled the bunch. They've spoiled the experience for all of us these last 2 years. This did not need to happen. It did not need to happen. And it is maddening what they've done. And their time is very short. Let me tell you something. Right? They have done their evil. They have done their worst. It didn't work. It's not working. It's not going to work. And we're going to get through it, and their time's going to become, and they're going to be judged very harshly. I got to tell you, I don't even want to be in the room when the people who have been deceived the most wake up, and are there waking up. Mind you, they're waking up fast every day when they're fully awake and aware, and the people are in the same room with those people that caused this. You can't go far enough to get away from that rage and that wrath. I got to tell you something. And I don't condone violence, but I got to tell you, that's going to be justified, right? That's going to be justified. That's why I tell you, the whole system's going to be remade. It's going to come down. It's going to come down, and it's going to be remade in a better way, a more sustainable way, a holistic way, a more conscious way. I mean, we've all been asleep. Come on. Buying stuff from China that we don't need, using it for a week or two or a month or year, and then chucking it in the landfill. What is up with that? Why are we doing that? Building things just for the aggrandizement of us, right? You know, outlandish things that we'll never use. I mean, look at that house in LA that dude, Niall Niami, built. Now, I'm all for people creating things. We're creators. You know, we came here to make things. But when your ego gets involved, you better just hang it up. Why would you create things if your ego gets involved? It's better to create from a joyous standpoint, right? When your ego gets involved and you become entwined with your creation, that is never going to end well. And it didn't end well for him, right? I don't know if it's sold or not, but I know that he didn't get his $500 million that he was asking for it, because the bank took it back over. The lenders took it back over, right? No, there's going to be very little ego things going down in the future. Because again, when you're tuned into who you are, you have no reason to play your ego games. Why would you play your ego games? Because you already know you're a star. You already know you got it going on. You already know you're a badass. Why would you have to prove it to anyone? Right? We'll go back and watch producer Michael's 2-part series when he's walking through that behemoth of a home. What was it? 100,000 square feet? If I have my numbers right. Ridiculous. That's not a home. That's a convention center. You know what? That's a convention center. And no wonder no one bought it. That guy's DNA was built into that home. And who wants to live in a home where another person's DNA is built into the home? I don't want to live in that home. It was his edifice. Not mine, not other people's. That's why no one bought it. I think whoever will buy it, it may go to the state. It may go to some type of corporation. It would be a great like corporate retreat or corporate, you know, for Apple or Google or Facebook or whatever else, you know, any of those big players. It'd be great for them. Wouldn't be great for any of us, right? But keep the faith. stay strong, keep tuning into positivity. And, you know, we're going to make it through this thing. I really believe that. And also, you know, do what you can to focus your spiritual power on the world that you want to create and shine your light of awareness on injustice and keep sharing knowledge, keep sharing experiences, right? Their tactics has been to separate us and to shut us up and make us feel stupid if we speak up. And you know what? I fell into that. And I'll tell you something. If you need to distance yourself from people that intimidate you or that from people that buy into the narrative temporarily to speak your truth, to regain your spiritual power, you do it. I'm not saying to distance yourself from human beings, but permanently or whatever, but I'm just saying if you need to do whatever you need to do in order to express yourself and step into your own, you got to do it. This is what happens, right? Many, many people have realized this is why monks and yogis go to caves, right? This is why people go on journeys of self-discovery. It can be challenging to discover yourself when you're surrounded by other people. Because we're all empathic to a degree. And you're picking up on their vibe, they're picking up on your vibe. And if you're in a room, like, let's put it this way. In 2020 and early 2021, if you're in a room of 10 people who all buy the narrative and you don't, guess what? You're going to feel stupid. You're not going to feel stupid. I think you're going to feel intimidated to speak up because you got 10 other people that are pushing the narrative to you. And you think you're going to speak up? You got to be a real strong person. Now, I know strong people like that. I'm not one of them. I have to go by myself in order to get in tune with myself and, you know, asking for that knowledge and wisdom and asking for the truth to come through me and come to me, to flow to me. That's how I have to do it. If you're strong, you can stand up. I applaud you because I admire people like that. I'm not one of those people. Historically, I'm becoming one because so much is on the line, right? I've never shared anything quote unquote political or social or of that nature. Because again, I want everyone to like me. Ideally, I want everyone to be my friend, right? Because I love having friends. It's so awesome. But when the future of humanity is on the line and when your future's on the line, guess what? It doesn't matter if you have friends, if you are dead or in a prison or have some other thing inflicted upon you that you don't want to happen. It doesn't matter who your friend is. And doesn't matter how many people like you, right? I'm just saying, it turned me around and I never thought that would happen. I still feel, you know, it still feels a little strange to be stepping into my truth and speaking my truth and expressing myself. It does. Go check out my Instagram at gmarkphillips. You'll see what's up. Scroll back a little bit and check out some of my prior posts. I mean, they're not... They're fairly benign. And that's why when I started speaking up, and again, after Biden's speech, when he turned up the heat in the kitchen and it started getting hot, when I started speaking up, what I noticed was that some people started responding and saying, hey, I like what you're doing, or hey, you know, keep that up. Or, you know, it struck a chord with a lot of people, quite frankly, a lot more than all my other posts. I think they were just going into the deep, dark abyss, right? They're just going in the scroll. But when you speak your truth, people will tune in. As long as you're really in harmony, right? And in alignment with your truth, people do tune in. And I realized that in a big way. And then it's just a matter of, okay, do you have the courage to continue speaking your truth, right? Because it doesn't get easier just because you did it once, right? We've been so conditioned. And rightly so. You know, we've been so conditioned to not make waves and not alienate our fellow human beings, because biologically and historically, you alienate your fellow human beings, you're done, right? You don't get any more resources. You don't get favors. You don't get help moving that big, big stone to your hut, right? Or moving that thing that you need. I'm talking about caveman style, but you know, you get the idea. You don't get, you don't, if... Human beings need each other. We need each other. So the way that I do it is I just always ask myself, like, is this post, because you can speak your truth and you can express yourself and share knowledge that is helpful to other people. It may shock them a little bit, but you can share that knowledge in a loving, compassionate, kind way. And the thing that I do is I always ask myself, my friends and family are going to read this. Am I okay with them reading this? Like, will I still want to look them in the eye when I see them next? Because again, let me tell you something. I love and appreciate you because you're listening. I love and appreciate my friends and family. I love and appreciate all my subscribers, people who buy my products, people who subscribe to my channel. I love and appreciate those people. You people, you're listening. So I don't want to alienate anyone. However, I know that the most important thing is being myself and speaking up. And the second most important thing is doing it in a kind, loving, compassionate way where I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings and I don't want to alienate anyone, because again, I love these people. I love all these people who follow me and who have assisted me on my journey and been a part of the journey, right? I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus just because I all of a sudden have a new understanding of the world. Because again, it's important to have friends and family that are in our lives. And it has been next to health, next to being as healthy as I can and eating properly and getting a little bit of exercise, friends and family are like the second on the list, right? I mean, if you had to rank my life areas, I'd have to say, you know what, health is number one. Friends and family is a close second. Spirituality's up there, right? Doing my work in the world, the work that I want to do, the work that I came in to do, that I plan to do before I came here, that's up there really near the top. But I got to tell you, yeah, friends and family are solid gold. One of these days I may do a video where I guess, react or share my insights or understanding of these people who make videos. And they say, you've seen the titles, they're all over YouTube. They're like, I'm 35 and I never have had a friend, or 35 and I have no friends. No one will talk to me. No one likes me. And it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. And I want to reach out to those people and say, hey, let's talk, right? Because I've been blessed with a lot of friends. One, I'm blessed with a great family all around. Couldn't be more blessed than with the family that I have. I mean, I feel like I won the freaking lottery. And then second, I feel like I won the lottery with my friends too. Like, I have the best friends in the world. I love them to death, right? So I want to reach out to these people and say, hey, let's fix this, right? Let me help you. Tell me what you're doing and what you're not doing. Because it's all a focus and a mental game, right? We know that. It's all what you choose to make important. And as you go through life, if you can win in one area of life, you can win in another area of life. That's my realization. Again, this last 2 years have opened my eyes to a lot of things, right? Because I made health important in my early 20s, mid to late 20s. I made health important. And I made friends important in my early 20s, having them. And now, as I go on my journey here and building this digital media company, which is near and dear to my heart, some of those relationships have fallen a little bit, but I still send them love and appreciation, and they know I love them, and I see them when I can. But you know, you can't spend your whole days and weeks and months out running around doing stuff and not create what you came here to create, right? You got to have heads down, focused work from time to time, and probably more often than not, right? This is why you see the best I don't want to say the best, the people that are creating the biggest systems and companies and ideas in our world, where I'm talking about the Steve Jobs and the Musks, they probably don't have a whole lot of friends, right? I've heard Donald Trump doesn't have a lot of friends, that all his, you know, his life is about business. It's my experience and my opinion that you can't have like everything that you want in the way that you want it. While I do believe we can have it all, some concessions have to be made, right? You know, you can't eat donuts all day and expect to be fit. You can't never exercise and expect to be strong and viable, right? It just doesn't work out that way. but you know, you can do the best that you can with what you got, but you have to prioritize some things. What does Jordan Peterson say, if I can remember it? If you don't make sacrifices, I'm going to get this a little off, but it's the general idea is there. He said, if you don't make sacrifices, your life will be the sacrifice. And then you may end up on your deathbed saying, you know, I wish I would have done that thing. Because here's one of the things that I think about, and I'll share this little tidbit with you, because this is what's in the Tools for Conscious Creators, which is my free giveaway that I give you when you sign up to my email list at gmarphillips.com. These all these thought tools and ideas to help you overcome the fear, the doubt, the inertia, the lack of momentum, the indecision, all those things that keep you in being stuck, right? It's essentially the resistance, like Stephen Pressfield talks about. One of the things I think about all the time is, and I get this from Abraham Hicks, and they said, when you die, right after you die, you're going to be fearless. You're going to be 110% courageous. You're going to be excited and eager about life. You're going to want to come back to this world to go again because it's a great, fantastic ride. You're going to say, my gosh, that was so fun. I want to go do it again. Even if you just sat on the couch all day and watched soap operas, right? You're going to want to go again because you're going to be filled with that energy of an infinite spiritual being, right? That doesn't know limitations. They don't know lack. I mean, you won't know lack. Inside, you're already like that. You don't know lack. You don't know like fear and doubt and anxiety and worry. Those are physical ailments. Those are like race consciousness, ego consciousness things. What will people think of me? Am I ready? Am I enough? Like, you don't know. You don't know the circles that I danced around in for months as I was getting ready to launch this new venture, this new form of a talk show, which is more broad, more open, gives me total creative freedom. I don't have to worry about, is this going to be beneficial? I can talk about whatever I want. And I highly recommend you do something like that as well. And if you're not ready to put it out to the world, hook up your phone with a microphone or speak right into it and do it in your own home. Because let me tell you something, you got something to say. We all have something to say. And practice that for as long as you need to until one day you publish that, put it up on YouTube. And you know what? Don't even tell anyone. If you're worried about what people will think of you, don't tell a soul. It's going to be so cathartic for you and healing for you, and it's going to be helping you in so many ways. I got to tell you, because remember, again, going back to Abraham Hicks, one of my faves, we are joy looking for a way to express. And when you talk about what you know and what you love and what you're passionate about and where your experience has been and where you put in effort, like Mark Cuban talks about, and you talk about the path that you're walking through life, right? That's going to be awesome. You're going to feel great. You're going to feel like a star, and you are a star. We're all stars. Everything in this universe is a star. Is stardust just coagulated? That's a weird word. Conglomerated into the earth, into trees and plants and human beings. And then all that life form is animated by the God spark, right? That's all we are. And so don't be thinking that you're not ready, or you're not good enough, or you don't have what it takes. If you have an idea to do something, you have what it takes to do that thing. It may take a little bit of practice. It may take a little bit of stumbling, falling down. A baby has an idea to walk, and eventually that baby walks. A baby has an idea to run, and eventually that baby runs. The thing with babies is, see, they don't care about what other people think of them. See, kids don't care. Human beings, well, I shouldn't say human beings, adults, we sometimes care what other people think of us, right? Because we've been conditioned by society to think that way. Why are people so attracted to babies? They're so free and they're so open, and kids too, up to a certain age. What is it, about 5 or 6 or 7-ish, right? That's why people are attracted to kids, because they're so innocent. They're so pure. They don't have those weird thoughts that we have, like, oh, is this going to work? What will they think of me? Am I going to be thought to be like, what's the word? Audacious. Am I going to be thought to be conceited? Are people going to think I'm better than them? Are people going to think I think I'm better than them? That's all that happens. Right. But at the end of the day, when we all die, don't you want to leave? Don't you want to die knowing that you did the thing that you came here to do? Don't you want to die knowing that you left it all on the playing field? This is hilarious that I'm talking to you about this. As I think back on my journey, this is hilarious. Because for, I don't know, so many years, I didn't fully speak my truth. I didn't fully express myself. I wanted to. I wanted to play the game. I wanted to, you know, interject some quips here and there. I wanted to spout off. And when I started doing that, I had a lot more fun. And you know what? Some of those were home runs, if I do say so myself. Not all of them, right? But again, if you're inspired to say it, you got to say it. One of my good friends, Tiffany Falvey, she's a life coach extraordinaire. You should look her up, tiffanyfalvey.com. One of my numerous friends that I am so grateful and blessed to have. She often tells her clients, she says, look, because she sees it all the time. People are like, well, I wanted to come and talk to you, but I didn't. Or I wanted to call you, but I didn't. Or I wanted to reach out, but I didn't. And she says, hey, if you have an impulse to do something, you need to freaking do it. That's the only way that you train yourself to be in the flow. If you stand on the sidelines, and believe you me, I know all about standing on the sidelines. I was the king of standing on the sidelines. In fact, it's all about baby steps for me. And I knew I was going to get where I wanted to go, but I realize now looking back that I made it a lot more difficult than it needed to be. And it is what it is now. At least I'm getting where I want to go every day. And by the way, where I want to go is fun and joy and satisfaction and appreciating my life and loving myself. If you think I'm heading to live in the mansion that Niall Naomi built, you got another thing coming. I am a millionaire billionaire with the things that I've created and the people in my life and the experience that I have. And you know what? I wouldn't trade that for 100 million the ones. No, thank you. I don't care. I don't need that stuff. I am so rich with other things that fill my cup up on a daily basis. I don't need 100,000 square foot mansion. So make no mistake about it. My goal is always to stay in alignment with myself, expressing myself, having fun, doing things that satisfy me, creating, getting in flow state, having a joyful experience, because at the end of the day, that's all we got. You can't take anything else with you. Right? We can't take all these wealth and riches and stuff with you. You might as well have experiences and talk to people and interact with people and play with them and tease them and have fun. That's where real life is. That's what energizes us. It's not material objects. It's not the illusion of security and safety. I got to tell you, getting out and mixing it up, that's where it's at. And for many years, I didn't do that to the degree that I wanted to. But as I go through life, and I think what happens is, you know, life, as we get older, I think we come face to face with the fact that, hey, this ride is not going to last forever. And then what we do is we say, well, if it's not going to last forever, I better make the ride count. I better make today count, right? And then you start saying, well, okay, what do I want to, I look at it three ways. Who do I want to be? What do I want to do? What do I want to have, including the things and experiences I want to have, right? And then also, how do I want to feel every day when I wake up? I want to feel eager and excited. I want to be like in appreciation of the day. I want to make lists of appreciation. I want to make lists of things I love. That's why I created all those products and books and courses. They're created to help me. And because I'm a human being, they also help other human beings. You can check them all out at gmarkphillips.com/courses. Depending on when you're listening to this podcast, some of them may or may not be in beta mode, which in beta mode, that is you and me on a recorded Zoom call where I'm going to teach you the course one-on-one. And I do that because it was more important for me to get the information out there and those systems and practices and tools than to wait for the perfect time, because I'm all about the destination courses, right? I want to go to a place and film that place and that experience and then make that into a fun course, because I think that'd be fun for you, right? And I was all planning to do that earlier this year in 2021 to go down to Sedona for my course, The High Vibe Life. What better place, right? I was thrilled about it. And then guess what? COVID got me and it derailed me. But again, in true fashion, it was a blessing. I came out of that thing with so many blessings and it woke me up. It was painful. Believe you me, it was a painful experience. I still need to do a video about my experience with that COVID just to share, because it was, you know, it was bizarre. It was bizarre. Unlike anything I've ever felt or experienced, unlike any illness. And I can't remember the last time I've been sick. Honestly, it's been years. Maybe a cold here or there, my 1 or 2 day cold, but not the flu. I can't even remember it. But that thing wiped me out. It was horrible. But so many blessings came from it. And that's, I think, a mirror of what's happening collectively in our world. So many good things are going to come from this. But we have to stay strong and we have to be really conscious and be aware, because there are still pitfalls out there. And there are, life is always filled with some element of danger, right? It's never going to be a walk in the park. It would be boring if it was. We have to love one another. We have to support one another. We have to stay in our lane, keep our spidey sense really tuned in. Because let me tell you something, even when we're past this, and we're back to quote unquote the good life, there's always going to be evil lurking around the corner looking to do dirty deeds, right? It's never going to be a walk in the park. We can enjoy ourselves, but what do they say? The price of freedom is eternal diligence. I don't know who said it. Was it Franklin? Or Washington, I can't remember, but something along those lines. We always have to. It's just like in our personal lives, we can't just not do anything and slack off and leave ourselves open to bad things to happen to us. We don't want to do that. We have to be diligent. We have to be disciplined ourselves, right? So even when we're past this thing, it's still going to be, we have to still keep our wits about us, right? So anyway, that's what I want to share with you. I want to thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed to my email list, I would love for you to do that. I'd love to be connected with you. You can find it at gmarkphillips.com/subscribe. And like I say, when you do that, I'm going to give you my collection. This is my personal collection of tools, thought tools, manifestation tools, called Tools for Conscious Creators. I'm going to give that to you. And there's a whole bunch of good stuff in there. And you can start integrating that into your personal development or spiritual library, right? Manifestation stuff. There's so many good things in there. Remember, Louise Hay said that she never tries to fix problems in her life. She fixes her thinking and those problems fix themselves. And I'll take it another step further and I'll say, when you fix your relationship with yourself, all of your problems in the external world, they're going to fix themselves, right? This is the core idea for my course, The 7 Pillars of Personal Development. And the funny thing is, even though I made that course, I don't know, gosh, it's had to be 3 years ago now. All the time I'm getting new insights and new ways to work with that. And so I add these new modules. And there's a free element right now in that course where you and I will jump on a call and I'll, share these things with you. And again, I only do that because I'm not going to make a crappy course. Let's put it that way. And so before I make the course, in the meantime, when I make the course, I want to share the material to people who want it. If you want it, I'd love to share it with you, because this stuff's changed my life. I got to tell you. Remember, Neville Goddard said, the world is a reflection of what's going on inside with your, how you relate to yourself. Many gurus have talked about this. Your self-concept, this is Maxwell Maltz premise too. Your self-concept and your self-image is everything, right? It's everything. If you don't see yourself as a strong, vibrant, capable person, you're not going to be able to do what you want to do in life. And I go more specific. Not only are you going to look at yourself and see qualities, characteristics, and attributes, but I think you should be specific. If you want to be a lawyer, you got to say to yourself, I am one of the best lawyers in the universe, right? If it feels comfortable to say you're the best lawyer in the universe, you say it. But what I've found in my own experience and working with other people is it's easier to say I'm one of the best. Because that gets into your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind, the gatekeeper's going to go, okay, you're good. I'm going to give you that, right? It's going to let that idea in. And if the idea doesn't get into your subconscious mind and into your, you know, creative mind, not anything's going to happen. Because if the subconscious mind kicks it out and says, you are full of it. That is not how you are. It's not going to help you. You could say it every day for 25,000 years and it's never going to get in. Because remind you, the subconscious mind is no joke. It is Roman centurion time guarding your consciousness. And if something doesn't jive with the program that it's running, and mind you, you ran the program. We all told our conscious mind the marching orders. We all said, here is how I define myself. I'm this, I'm that, I'm whatever. We've said this from the day we were born, even before we're born. We've been tuning ourselves to certain things, right? If your parents were very wealthy and very prosperous, you say, I come from a wealthy, prosperous family. I must be wealthy. I'm in this environment. This is why oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes, kids who come from wealthy families, they naturally attract wealth. It's not always, because sometimes those lines can be crossed and those ideas can be crossed. But as a general rule, whatever your program, this is why it's so important to get to your kids early on and tell them, hey, you can do whatever you want to do. The world is your oyster. I remember one of the things that sticks out in my mind is listening to Evan Carmichael, who runs a huge digital business, huge, right? His parents told him, hey, I forget what his middle name is, but it was something he said, look, you are Evan so-and-so Carmichael, and you can do whatever you want to do. You can be whatever you want to be. They told him that repeatedly. And you know what happened? He did whatever he wanted to do. He created businesses. He created an empire. And if you didn't have parents that did that to you, you can start doing that to you right now. Right now, just look in the mirror and say, you know what? You can be and do and have whatever you want because you're an infinite spiritual being. And you know what? Here's the big secret. You're not doing it. You are only allowing it to be done. You're only allowing yourself to do those things because it's all about that story you're telling yourself. It's all about your self-image. Are you one of the greatest lawyers in the world? You're the judge and jury on that one, you know. We all are. We can be and do and have whatever we want. That's been my experience. And that is the way it unfolds for us. But we're not taught this in school. And you're probably not going to get it from a lot of people because it's not really known. It's secret information, right? People are too busy getting by and making a living and whatever else, they don't really think about these things, which I'm happy about that. Well, I'm not happy about it, but it gives me something to do. It gives me something to talk about in my content. All right. So I want to thank you for checking out this episode. Until next time, I wish you all the best on your journey, health, wealth, and success. Thanks so much. Have an awesome day.